Welcome to Menopause Matters.
Hello and welcome to our second Menopause Matters podcast. Today we're going to talk about menopause symptoms. Menopause symptoms are thought to be due to the changing, fluctuating and gradually falling levels of the hormones estrogen and progesterone. As the progesterone levels fall, which often happens in the mid, even early 40s, then that is seen by a change in the period pattern, and that can come and go for a number of years before the periods actually stop. The most well-known symptoms are, though, due to the fall in the estrogen level, and this can be very gradual, again starting in the earlier 40s, mid-40s. The symptoms increase gradually as the estrogen level gradually falls. The classic symptoms of a falling and low estrogen level are the hot flushes and the night sweats. The reason for these symptoms are due to a change in the temperature controlling area of the brain. This is the thermostat. What is happening is that the thermostat thinks that the body is overheating when it's not, and the changes are the body trying to get rid of heat. These changes are related to an increase in the blood flow in the surface of the body, which brings on the flush, and the switching on of the sweat glands, which causes the sweating. Normally, during the day, our body goes through slight changes in temperature, which don't cause any problems. And these changes can also be brought on by moving from outside to inside, from one room to another, by taking a hot drink, by taking some alcohol, or by being stressed. And with these slight changes that normally would be buffered and wouldn't cause any problems, with an altered thermostat, the flushes and the sweats are brought on. These vary hugely in both the frequency and their severity, and for how long they go on. The way that a woman's body reacts to the changes in the hormones is very unique and individual, and we can never predict how the menopause will affect each woman. The average time that these flushes and sweats usually would go on for would be about 2 years, but some women may have symptoms for only a few months, or even not at all, and some women may go on having the flushes and sweats for 20 or more years. The flushes and sweats can be minimal, causing a little bit of discomfort, but not a big problem, but in some women they can be severe. They can be very embarrassing, and if they occur during the night, they can lead to disturbed sleep. The disturbed sleep can then have a huge knock-on effect during the day, causing tiredness, irritability, difficulty coping, difficulty concentrating, and emotional changes. And as well as the disturbed sleep causing what we call psychological symptoms, there's also a separate effect of the low estrogen level causing some of these changes. However, it must be remembered that the time of the menopause is also a time when women may be particularly stressed by having teenage children to cope with, children leaving home, often elderly relatives to worry about and look after as well. So there are often many other things going on in the life that can also cause stress and emotional changes. It can be very difficult to work out what is due to which aspect of their life or their hormone levels. Other symptoms of the menopause, which often happen at what we call an intermediate time, are changes in the skin, when the skin can often become quite dry and sometimes a little bit itchy. The hair can change so that the hair can become thin. And joint aches is a very common problem. This is due to the hormone estrogen having an effect on the cartilage in the joints and the ligaments around the joints. And with the lack of estrogen, joint aches can be a major problem. There are also very important symptoms that are known as the intermediate symptoms, which affect the vagina and bladder tissues. With the low estrogen level, these tissues can become very thin and fragile, causing vaginal dryness, which can lead to discomfort during intercourse and have a knock-on effect on sexual relationships. The lack of estrogen can also cause changes in the bladder, which can cause urine to need to be passed more frequently during the day, during the night, and can also cause discomfort on passing urine. These symptoms are often thought to be due to cystitis and may be treated inappropriately with antibiotics. However, these symptoms can be very effectively treated either with hormone replacement therapy or with estrogen, which is given just into the vagina, which doesn't cause any absorption into the system and therefore is not associated with the small risks which we know can be associated with HRT. simply for the vaginal dryness, then there are vaginal moisturizers and lubricating agents which can also help this symptom, but won't help the underlying problem of the estrogen deficiency. Although this may all sound quite depressing, we must remember that the symptoms do vary, and some women may have minimal disturbance of the hormone changes at the menopause. If you are affected by the hormone changes and do develop uncomfortable, distressing symptoms, then remember, effective treatments are available. You should not have to put up with symptoms in silence. If they are causing you problems, seek help, and treatment can be individualized to suit your needs. I hope you have enjoyed our second Menopause Matters podcast and found it useful. We will gradually increase our range of subjects in the podcasting range in the future.